Six.
Six Music.
From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Was Blue Roses from the album of the same name, and it was called Doubtful Comfort. Comfort's even plural. I'm having trouble reading it off my computer screen because I'm on the other side of the room lying on my couch. And I played that tune because it's beautiful and because the theme of this week's show is comfort. So music as mashed potato, music as spaghetti bolognese for me. Music is a comfort blanket. For me, real comfort is a pair of canvas shoes that it doesn't actually matter if you put them on the wrong feet. A pair of shorts that I'm currently wearing have a small hole in the crotch and will one day be indecent. A Marks and Spencer's bog standard white cotton vest. A pair of old National Health spectacles. The orange sofa I'm lying on. The company of my mother, my brother, or my sisters, or our Emma, watching a movie, or rain on the window, as is currently happening here in North Manchester as I pre-record this programme for you. And music like we just heard from Blue Roses. So yeah, music as comfort. We're right at the top of my list of comforting music, i.e. just unashamedly positive, but lush and detailed, and just something you can float away on. I love Laura Veers. I first discovered Laura Veers listening to Gideon Coe on this very station. He was playing her in the afternoon. He played this next song, in fact, to the country. And I fell in love with it, and I eventually ended up interviewing Laura about the song. But she's my chosen artist this week. There's going to be three songs from Laura in the next 2 hours. The Beckopedia will be dropping by. I've got a wonderful song, a comforting song that John Lee Hooker wrote after his death. I'll make sense of that for you in a little bit. That wonderful track from Them that I played a few weeks ago. What else is going on? I'll have to sit up because I can't see. Lazy bastard. A new tune from the Boxer Rebellion. They're good old mates of mine. Joni Mitchell, bit of Manu Chao. A Duncan Brown tune that was a song for Guy a while ago. And some Lightning Hopkins. And that's only in the first hour of the programme. So let's plough ahead with the first Laura Veers tune that I fell in love with, which is why I've put it first of the three. Here is the wonderful To the Country. Oh, by the way, I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow, or whatever.
I'm going.
Wonderful, eh? Hypnotic, beautiful. Laura Veers from the album Saltbreakers, that's To The Country. Isn't that great? I just absolutely adore it. Two more from Laura before the end of the programme. More comforting music now. I first heard this tune. This is a good story, actually. So we're in Berlin. It's a good few years ago. And because it took Elbow so long to get to a point where people wanted to hear our music, it took us so long to get to go abroad and promote our stuff, that when we finally got the opportunity, it was like, right, we're never going to turn down an interview. We're never going to turn down the chance to promote the stuff. We can never get complacent about this. And that was them rules, okay? The other thing you need to know for the setup of this story is that I'm petrified of being in a moving vehicle. If it's on an empty road with somebody I know quite well, then it's not so bad. But other than that, I'm terrified of dying. The phobia is commonly referred to as crashing, yeah? Fear of car accidents. Anyway, I don't like being in a moving car. So it's Berlin, it's Sunday, we've had a very busy tour, busy in terms of lots of interviews, lots of gigs, and lots of partying, lots of drinking. So it's a Sunday and I'm looking forward to having a day off. We had an interview, in fact a live session sprang on us at the last minute, which in itself, you know, is fine. A live session on Radio 1, the German Radio 1, really shouldn't complain about it, but it was out of nowhere and both Mark and I had made plans and so had the rest of the band. So Damage Limitation, I said, well, we don't all need to do it. We can do it with just Mark and I, because, you know, a guitar and a voice. So the rest of you don't worry, go and have a day off, we'll do it. And me and Mark got into this car with this young kid who was helping promote the band from the record label. And this guy was really obviously very, very stoned, right? And he was driving like a maniac to get to this radio studio on a Sunday evening. And I was trying to get him to slow down. I was like, I'm really not good in a car, man. Please, could you slow down? And he kept turning around. I was in the back seat. He kept leaning over his shoulder. Oh, I hate it as well. I hate not being... I'm thinking, he's not getting this. So I'm petrified. And Mark's getting annoyed on my behalf. And long story short, we get to the radio station. There's nobody there. No security guards. So we're ringing away. And we managed to get up there. As we walk in through the door, we're due on air, and I look at the guy doing the show, and he is an old guy, right? He's in his late 60s, he's got a very colourful patterned sweater on, and he's got little half-moon specs on the end of his nose, and I'm thinking, this guy does not look like a DJ from my era. I think I was finding fault by then, you know? And I can't remember his name, but it was something like Freddie Dreamer. I just did like, you know, radio, the stuff we have, machine guns reloading and things exploding. And then a voice said, meet Freddie Dreamer. And I was thinking, is this relevant? Is anyone going to buy our records from listening to us on this program? And I sat down with a heavy heart and a false grin on my face, and so did Mark. And then the first tune this guy played was this enormous Nick Cave song, Get Ready for Love, which has got an enormous introduction to it. In fact, I'll just play you the introduction. And he played it at full volume. It goes like this. So there we are, listening to that. Me and Mark are stunned. And he's obviously very happy with himself. He's enjoying stunning us. He really confounded our expectations. From his age and the way he looked, you just wouldn't have thought he'd love that tune. Which is ridiculous, isn't it, to say that. And then the second tune he played us was this next one by John Lee Hooker. And he told us that this album, Face to Face, very touchingly, was made after John Lee Hooker died. His friends got the best of his demos and half-finished song ideas, and they put orchestrations and a band on it, and they turned it into an album. So this song's called Turn Over a New Leaf, and in the comfort of this man's company, in a radio station in the middle of Germany and late at night, it actually became one of the nicest sessions that me and Mark had ever done. The guy had great taste in music and a really open mind. He asked us fascinating questions and he was very, very respectful about our music. It just goes to show, you can't judge a book by its cover. Are you ready? You ready? Can't judge a book by its cover, and this is called Turn Over a New Leaf. Great radio. Thank you.
Yes, I am, baby. That's what I'm gonna do. Same thing used to do in the past. I ain't gonna do no more. Cause I'm turning over a brand new leaf. 1987, baby. Things are gonna change. I know. Been a softy, baby. For so many years. I ain't. Be a softy no more. Turn on Tova, a brand new leaf. Oh baby, I do the thing I used to do. The mean, to live in, and try to do the right thing, and try to do the right. This is a mean, hard work. Try to survive, yeah. That's why turn it over a brand new leaf. I ain't gonna do what I used to do. Used to drink, used to gamble, hang out all night long. But I gonna do it anymore. I'm gonna turn over. Gonna turn over, brand new leaf. 1987, baby.
John Lee Hooker and Turn Over a New Leaf.
It's been 20 years since King Tut's Wah Wah Hut.
Oasis was great and all that, and it brought us great things, but with this now, you've got to let the experiment take place.
Today, that story continues.
It's helped us a lot in terms of getting exposure to have been part of Oasis. It's also been the kind of thing that affects people's perceptions of what you're going to sound like, and I think it affected ours as well.
Hear my conversation with BDI, discussing the direction of their new album and how it came to be made.
The title is even perfect. Different gear still speeding. The inertia of the band splitting up. But them wheels were still spinning, man.
Steve Lamacq with BDI. Available now at the Six Music website.
Good heavens above, it's Guy Garvey.
Ben Cowell suggested this song some time ago. It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, but it's a version by them featuring Van Morrison. And the sample at the front, I think it's a piano through a Leslie cabinet, if you ask me. A Leslie cabinet is a rotating speaker inside a box, which they use for organs. If you picture the sound of a Hammond organ, that's what it is. It's two rotating speakers inside a box to give it natural vibrato, if you like. Anyway, so I think a piano has been put through a Leslie cabinet in order to get the sound on the front of this tune, which Beck eventually covered for one of his tunes. Ladies and gentlemen, Them.
Stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, baby, the saints are coming through, and it's all over now.
Now then, if If you grew up in the 70s, let me share a memory with you. So you go to the record shop to buy that single you heard on Top of the Pops. All the way home on the bus, you read and reread the label front and back, but all you're really interested in is the A side. You get home, throw your coat off, and head for the stereogram. For the next few weeks, you play and replay the song until you know every lyric, every vocal affectation, every pop and crackle on the record. Only then do you decide to turn it over, and after wiping off the excess fluff with a static duster, delve into the hidden world of the B-side. Here you could find abandoned half-finished songs, self-indulgent instrumentals, or weird experiments that leave you wondering what the hell was going on in the studio. But still, you wait with bated breath for an unexpected treat. At this point, you've probably got loads of ideas from your own record collection, and I hope you'll take some time to revisit them. Mine's the B-side to 10cc's I'm Not In Love, with its gentle groove and hypnotic repetitive vocals, taking me straight back to the summer of 1975. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
NCC and Good News, as chosen by the Beckopedia. That has a lot of nostalgic memories for me as well, I must say. So what's your favourite B-side? Do get in touch, guy.6music@bbc.co.uk, or just look at my my page on the 6 Music website. I've decided the song for Guy recommendations this week are going to be classic ones. I do this now and again, just to let you know which songs have entered my consciousness permanently because of you getting in touch and educating us all. This next song I know is a favourite of Jess Hoop and her fella Tom Piper. Tom Piper's our tour manager and them two are in love. And I know they both love this tune. I don't know if Jess covers this tune, but she, excuse me, but she certainly should. It's Bobby Gentry and Ode to Billy Joe, and it was a Song for Guy recommendation from somebody a long time ago who just identified themselves as Rachel.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday night? I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. Flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Bobby Gentry and Ode to Billy Joe. A dark song, eh? Very dark song, but what an amazing tune. That was a Song for Guy recommendation 2 years ago from Rachel. The Boxer Rebellion have a new album out called Promises. They're a great band and they're lovely friends of mine as well. I met them when I was working at Real World Studios, Peter Gabriel's place. And they were in the big room where Elbow have just spent some time writing. An amazing place and a great band. This lovely thing, according to their sleeve notes, was produced, written and produced by the band. It's a real special one. It's called You Belong to Me. They are Adam Harrison, Piers Hewitt, Todd Howe and Nathan Nicholson, known to me as The Lads. Ladies and gentlemen, The Boxer Rebellion. Boxer Rebellion and You Belong to Me. Isn't that beautiful? That's from their current album Promises, and it's an absolute cracker. By the way, if you know any of the Boxer Boys, do be sure to ask Adam about the time that his mum found his copy of Titanic. Do get him to tell you that story. Laura Veers is our chosen artist this week. This was a song for Guy as well. This is Life is Good Blues, and Ali Gaffney got in touch with this one, who was in touch with us recently on another matter. So yeah, our chosen artist this week, the wonderful Laura Veers.
on the drums, it's the last chance that he got. Let's light up the river in a string of flame. Life is good when you know he feels the same thing. When you know he feels the same thing.
Laura Veers and Life is Good Blues.
Hello, I'm C6 Steve. I left home at 13 and I've been traveling ever since.
Hello, I'm Sean Keaveney. 3 weeks ago, I went on holiday and I've been traveling ever since.
I slept rough as I was traveling my way across the USA from Mississippi to Tennessee to San Francisco.
Well, I've slept in reasonably priced accommodation in Windermere, Grasmere, Manchester and Sherwood Forest.
I played gigs in London, Berlin and Amsterdam.
I've been to Phoenix, the band, Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Man, I got some stories to tell. Maybe I should have my own breakfast show.
Let's park that, Steve. The job's harder than it looks. First of all, there's the cart wall, this computer that's touched.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
You have to remember to empty the spent cartridges in the tea machine as well.
You're right, I never could do your job.
Weekday mornings from 7 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Golly, Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
So the theme of this week's Finest Hour is comforting music. Sometimes it's not necessarily what people are singing about, it's just the sound of their voice. I associate Joni Mitchell with all my sisters. I have 5 sisters. And I associate her voice with their voices because she's somebody that everyone in the house loved. This is called People's Parties and it's from Court and Spark. If you're having trouble with Joni, I think the place to start is Blue. Then you'll find yourself wandering towards For the Roses, and then after that you'll sort of arrive at Court and Spark by way of Mingus, actually, I think. So start with the album Blue, but this is a lovely thing off Court and Spark, which was probably her most commercial record, actually. Ladies and gentlemen, Joni Mitchell.
All the people at this party, they've got a lot of style. They've got stamps of many countries. They've got passport smiles. Some are friendly, some are cutting, some are watching it from the wings. Some are standing in the center, giving a get something. Photo beauty gets attention, and her eye paint's running down. She's got a rose in her teeth and a lampshade crown. 1 minute she's so happy, then she's crying on someone's knee, saying, laughing and crying, you know it's the same release. I told you when I met you I was crazy. Cry for a song, beauty. Cry for Eddie in the corner, thinking he's nobody. And Jack behind his joker, and Stone Cold Grace behind her fan. And me and my frightened silence, thinking I don't understand. I feel like I'm sleeping. Can you wake me? You seem to have a broader sensibility. I'm just living on nerves and feelings, with a weak and a lazy mind. And coming to people's parties, fumbling, deaf, dumb, and blind. I sad music, babe. Throwing the lightness on these things, laughing it all away. Laughing it all away. Laughing it all away. Laughing it all away.
Joni Mitchell and People's Parties from Court and Spark. So a classic song for Guy now, another one from 2010, so coming up on 3 years ago. Rachel in Barcelona recommended this tune from Manu Chao. He's never really done it in this country, singing in Spanish all the time as he does, but he is fantastic, and this song is an example of that. This is called Clandestino, ladies and gentlemen, Manu Chao.
Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Pa' una ciudad del norte yo me fui a trabajar. Mi vida la dejé entre Ceuta y Gibraltar. Soy una raya en el mar, fantasma en la ciudad. Mi vida va prohibida, dice la autoridad. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino por no llevar papel. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quiebra ley. Mano negra clandestina, peruano clandestino, africano clandestino, marihuana ilegal. Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino por no llevar papel. Argelino clandestino, nigeriano clandestino, boliviano clandestino, mano negra ilegal.
Yo fui a la gente que me ha dicho 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 que me.
Manu Chao and Clandestino, as recommended a couple of years ago from Rachel in Barcelona. Bob Pomfret got in touch in 2010 and he recommended this one from Duncan Brown, who I've never heard of before I heard this song, but I love it so much, and it's one I put on around the same time as I put my Near Obscene shorts on. This is My Old Friend.
In a light, in a light, shine brightly on my old friends. May they go on, never fall. Never think that I don't wish them well. In a light, in a light, shine forever on my old friends. All in all, I have ever known. shoveling everything into the middle of next week. We shared our money, bounced our checks, buying expensive meals for the opposite sex. We seriously planned our wildest dreams, but failure kept clinging to all our schemes. We laughed it off, fell back into the fold, until one of us started feeling old. Bought it, and I don't think we ever will. We met our women who took us away. Now it seems there's almost nothing left to say. But in spite of all, we may still be the same after we finish playing our own separate games. But I have no doubt, though the years have flown, were the freest times I have ever known.
Brown and My Old Friend. So I do like a bit of blues. That John Lee Hooker song put me in mind of this one, which was recommended to the programme as a song for Guy by Jenna Del Vecchio, again quite a while ago, back in 2010. This is Lightning Hopkins and Going Away, and there's a lovely little bit of him talking at the beginning. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, as you can see, it's shaping the way the whole of the listenership. There's about 100,000 of you, I think, listen to the Finest Hour worldwide, and it shapes the way everybody thinks about music when you recommend them a new song, because maybe they'll listen for something and find it in that song on your recommendation, and then look for that thing in the future again. So give us your recommendation. Just tell us what the song is, why you think I should listen to it and play it, and maybe what it reminds you of as well. But if you don't want to put all the details in, just recommend a tune that you've never heard on my programme that you think we'd like. And we all become richer for it. You wonderful people, you. Here's Lightning Hopkins, literally, chatting away at the beginning of a song called Going Away.
You're doing a nice deal, baby. But far as I go and the way I got to go, I got to have more than ice cream, so... Better know it. In so-called a short time to make it. My home this morning, you know I left my little baby crying. When I left my home this morning, boys, I left my little baby crying. say, yonder go, Lord have mercy. Yonder goes that loving man of mine. I look back and I wave my hand. Don't cry, baby. Your daddy will be home one day. Daddy will be home one day. Well, you may be a long time coming, but I want you to hurry on your way. You know the blues gonna hit me in the evening. Then I'm gonna sit on the side of my bed and cry. Blues gonna hit me late in the evening. Then I'm gonna sit down on the side of my bed and cry. I said, how you know? I'm gonna tell you exactly how I know. I've already got the tears in my eyes.
This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
Belly BC, that's who.
It is the special.
That song was first released by Benny King in 1960, his first solo record, in fact. But the song itself was written by Lieber and Phil Spector, or it was credited as such. It turns out that Mike Stoller of Lieber and Stoller wrote some of the tune as well. He wrote part of the arrangement and admitted it years later, but didn't at the time because Phil Spector was only interested in him and Jerry Lieber being credited. So it wasn't Lieber and Spector, it was Lieber, Spector and Stoller. Let's set the record straight. I wonder if that could be an item, actually. Set the record straight. Is there enough examples of illegality in music, you think, to go out every week? Oh, don't worry about it. I'm Guy Garvey, lead singer of Elbow. This could be my finest hour. With you till midnight when the great Don Letts takes over. That was Spanish Harlem by Aretha Franklin. That was her version. And what I love most about that, I mean, obviously, anything with her voice is just incredible. But I love how her backing singers work. And when I play that one, I usually follow it with this one because the backing singers make this work as well. Here is an amazing live version of No Woman, No Cry.
Thank you.
Bob Marley and No Woman No Cry, and that live version there appearing on the album Legend, which I think is the one everybody goes to. It's become the definitive version of that tune, hasn't it? Steve Mason has a solo album out, the second single from which is called A Lot of Love. He questions in the chorus, "Is there a lot of love for me? Steve, there is round my house." This is from his album Monkey Minds in Devil's Time. This is Steve Mason of Beat a Band fame with A Lot of Love.
I never knew I sat beside myself. I tried to be just like the rest. I walked a corridor to find you here. I did not expect you to be so near. There's bits and pieces of me everywhere, a collection of points, and they did not care. So now I walk around a plastic bag. I pick my spot to leave my flag.
Steve Mason's voice bringing me much comfort with A Lot of Love. That's the latest one from his album Monkey Minds in Devil's Time. So I know you all buy your music. When you hear something brilliant on this programme, I know you go and buy it. What I would do is I would look on my page on the Six Music website, copy and paste the name of the artist into iTunes and purchase the thing. You know, however you do it legally, eh? And make sure that people get to make more music. I'm all right. We've done okay. But smaller bands, you should always pay for your music. Anyway, here endeth the lesson. So that was Steve Mason with his comforting voice. Here's another very comforting voice to me. I've forgotten a name, which is embarrassing because I'm supposed to be a professional radio DJ. But the band is Fairport Convention. The song is Who Knows Where the Time Goes, Who Knows Where the Memory Goes, hey? I'll find out a name before the end of the song. Great radio.
Sky. All the birds are leaving, but how can they know it's time for them to go? Your fickle friends are leaving. Oh, but then you know it's time for them to go. I have no fear of time.
knows where the time goes. Fairport Convention. It was, of course, Sandy Denny. If you were genuinely distressed that I couldn't remember her name just then, send me an email that says, Guy, Sandy Denny, exclamation mark, and I'll get Peter Hardy to count them and see how many of you were genuinely distressed by me not remembering her name. Incidentally, I just found, while I had to Google it, isn't that terrible? I just found a name, or rather a demo for that song with her and a guitar online, and it's beautiful, it's worth checking out. But not now, because Laura Veers is here again. From the album July Flame, here's the third tune this week from our artist of the week, Laura Veers. This is called Sun is King. Listen to the words, they're beautiful. And Sun is King. So I recommend you start with Salt Breakers if you want an album to start with. Where Laura Veers is concerned, it's V-E-I-R-S, Laura Veers. Start with Salt Breakers and then get July Flame. It's my recommendations of where to start with her.
What is it about electronic music that moves you? For me, it's the bleeps and the breaks. It almost certainly comes down to the 808 and the drum beat and that heartbeat running through a track.
This is Nimone.
I think when I first heard electronic music, I was just so excited that there was a sound around like that. I went looking for more. My choice of going to live in Manchester was largely around a lot of the music that came out of there, and, you know, 90% of that would have been electronic. I just felt like it was time for a show to pull together all the different strands of electronica that you hear on Six Music.
Nimone's Electric Ladyland.
2 hours dedicated to classic and cutting-edge electronic music. From house to drum and bass, from hip-hop to more ambient sounds. Available now at the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator.
Ardem was a song for Guy recommendation back in 2007, I think. This was called Love and Other Planets. It's a beautiful thing. The words on this are really, really special. It's about stargazing, it's about falling in love, and it betrays a deep spirituality within this lovely man. I eventually met him because Ardem was part of the Massive Attack when they held the Meltdown Festival, when they got to curate it there on the South Bank. They got Adam to help with the Blade Runner soundtrack, which they did live, and I got involved with that as well, as did... I can't believe it. This is another famous folk lady. Vashti Bunyan, there you go. She was involved as well. So I met Ardem and I got to tell him how much I loved this song. This is Love and Other Planets. Keep your song for Guy recommendation coming in, please, because as you can hear, they keep my world turning. Hugely comforting music from Ardem, Love and Other Planets. So I said earlier on that the voice can be comforting even though the song isn't necessarily. Julie London's Cry Me a River.
Now you say you're lonely. cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Being so untrue. Well, you can cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Just to prove you do, come on and cry me a river, cry me a river. I cried a river over you.
Julie London and Cry Me a River. What an amazing tune. So one of the most comforting bands that I've discovered in recent years are Here We Go Magic. I play them a lot on the show, and Elbow invited them to tour with us the last time we went out in the UK. When I was over in New York, I got to hang out with Pete the drummer, but they're lovely people. They make their albums with Nigel Godrich of Radiohead fame, who discovered them at the Park stage at Glastonbury in 2011. Isn't it wonderful the way it works, eh? So they've made a fantastic record called A Different Ship. And this tune is the reason for this week's theme. In terms of comfort, this is a hugely comforting tune to me. This is Here We Go Magic, the beautiful voice of Luke Temple. This is Miracle of Mary.
Get it past you. Such a good
So great, a Miracle of Mary by Here We Go Magic from the album A Different Ship. I do urge you to get it, it's a fantastic record. As is, of course, Hounds of Love by Kate Bush. This song is Mother Stands for Comfort. Perhaps the most comforting thing in anyone's life, or it should be at least, is your mother. My mum's listening right now. Mum, you're very comforting, always have been. Just thought I'd put that in there. Kate Bush, Mother Stands for Comfort. Again, like Joni Mitchell, Kate Bush's voice feels like a relative, feels like one of my sisters. Actually, she kind of looks like an amalgamation of all my sisters.
I think the level's okay, here we go. It's a day in the life.
This is Gideon Coe.
I wake up at 7 o'clock sharp and 2 hours later, I get out of bed. Then I eat porridge. And then I'll be listening to lots of records, as many as I possibly can. Then I might watch an episode of MASH.
Yes, sir.
This is followed by more listening to records. Then I say cheerio to the family. I take the evening train to Six Music. I sort through the records I've listened to and the concert and session tracks that we're going to play. And then I play them for 3 hours, with the listeners providing the good bits in between the records. Then I go home. Shipping forecast.
Westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first.
Bed.
Gideon Co. Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
John Martin has brought me his comfort for many, many moons. I actually remember the first time I found it profoundly comforting, this next song. After I moved out of my mum's place, I briefly lived with Mark, the guitarist in Elbow, at his mum and dad's place. And then I lived on a place in Sedgley Park here in North Manchester. And I had a white Sony stereo, like a portable stereo, what we called a ghetto blaster in those days, and a handful of tapes. And one of them was Solid Air on one side, and I can't remember which Nick Drake album on the other, but John Martin and Nick Drake on the same tape. Now that tells me that my sister Boop made that for me, because she introduced me to both artists in the first place. But this song, I remember one morning after being up all night, this just wrapping itself around my heart, and I'm just really, really loving it. Nostalgia being what it is, I seem to remember those early days of not being at college, not having a job, being in the band and working out what I wanted to do, and sometimes staying up all night. I do remember this magic sort of nowhere to go feeling. I'm probably forgetting hunger, which was prevalent, and lack of access to decent hygiene and things like that, which was also, that's what you like when you're 17, isn't it? But I do remember these dawns. I saw dawn a lot. I didn't have curtains in my room for a start. So anyway, there you go. John Martin, smelly but happy 17-year-old me, lying on a bed with 3 mattresses on it that still bowed massively, listening to John Martin and finding a whole lot of comfort in this song. Go Down Easy.
Go down easy.
lover, we can go down easy. Oh, my darling, we can go down easy.
Let's keep it in that kind of a play, shall we? From 2008, this is the wonderful Fredo Viola and the Sad Song. Song by Fredo Viola. And to finish now, I think the most comforting song in my collection. That's certainly the way I feel today, anyway. This from Talk Talk's Colour of Spring, April the 5th.
Here she comes.
herself. Here she comes, fresh upon the grass. Let me
thanks very much for joining me. I'm going to get back on my sofa and remain at rest. Don Letts up next, so don't anybody go anywhere. Thank you so much for your Song for Guy recommendations, not just in the past few weeks, but over the last 6 years. Thanks very much to Peter and Michelle and Catherine and Helen and everyone who helps put the programme together at Salford. Of course, the Beccapedia, the wonderful Beccapedia. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Night, Mum.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Crowd of people gather around because Culture Clash Radio's back in town. Big up Guy Garvey for his finest hour, but right now it's time to cross time, space and genres with the likes of Jamie Liddell, Steel Pulse, Petit Noir, Tame Impala, The Five Stair Steps, Roots Maneuver, Daft Punk and that Morrissey reggae mashup I promised I'd revisit. The first hour shaping up to be pretty lively, followed by a more relaxed second. But let me ease you in with an all-round artist with some serious credentials. This is Van Dyke Parks with a cut from his new Song Cycle album, Wedding in Madagascar.
It's déjà vu.